Welcome to Born on the Saturn, your daily guide to cosmic insight and artistic inspiration. I am Deb, here to walk you through this week's horoscope, shaped by the current planetary movements. Remember to check your sun, rising, and moon sign for a complete view. The universe is speaking. Don't miss it. Talking about the astrological energies from December 15 to the 31, the final 2 weeks of 2024. I don't know about you, but for me, this year has been incredibly complex. It brought its fair share of challenges, but it also taught me so much. As the end of the year approaches, I naturally find myself imagining what the next year will bring, hoping, of course, that everything will go well. But when I think about it, that's almost impossible. And the sky reminds us of this. Life is not a straight line. Even though we may wish for everything to be positive and linear, the truth is that recognizing how nothing is fixed, how everything is always in motion, and how balance is found within that movement can give us the strength and resilience to face the unknown with a better spirit. Now back to the topic. As always, I recommend listening to the previous episode, which covered the first 2 weeks of December. It can help you understand where we are coming from and how we are stepping into the direction we are now headed. It's also a great exercise for reflecting on astrology insight, helping you find answers to questions you might have been pondering. As always, I'll summarize and explain the astrological energies of this period by focusing into two main themes or keywords, call them what you will. I would also like to remind you that there is always a lot happening in the sky, and while I don't list every single celestial movement here, I focus on those I believe are the most relevant for this time. If you would like to stay updated on the broader astrological picture, feel free to connect with me on Instagram or visit my website at bornunthesaturn.com. The first movement I want to discuss, which introduced the first theme of this final 2 weeks of 2024, takes place tomorrow, December 15, and it's about Mercury that finally goes direct, ending its retrograde motion. Now, even though Mercury is moving forward, let's not forget that Mars is still retrograde, so those energies of slowing down, looking inward, and reflecting will still be present, but less so. Less so because when Mercury, the planet of the mind, words, and our ability to bring our internal message out into the world turns direct, we all feel a kind of forward momentum. Not necessarily in the realm of action, that's more aligned with Mars, but in the realm of thought, where we find meaning. And this word, meaning, is the first theme I want to talk about today. So what happens now? The sky is nudging us back onto the right path. The one where we create meaning, chase it, or sometimes work to transform it. In simple terms, it's bringing us back to focus on what holds meaning for us. Not just what makes sense, but what touches the very essence of things. To better understand this, a practical exercise you can do is to look at which house Sagittarius occupies in your natal chart. That's where Mercury is now, and it's in this specific area of your life that you might be working on and seeking meaning. Then take a look at your natal Mercury, its sign and house placement, to gain deeper insight into how your Mercury function, influencing your expression, your communication, and your thought processes. I'll give you a personal example as always. Mercury in the sky right now is transiting in my ninth house, where I have Sagittarius. It's true, right now the areas where I'm building meaning involve travel, movement, and the pursuit of knowledge. My natal Mercury, however, is in the sixth house in Aries, so I know that my way of building meaning and communicating is quite impulsive. At the same time, it demands structure and method. This reflection can help you better understand how these energies might show up for you, providing clarity on those areas where Mercury is asking you to realign and refocus. But this isn't the only celestial movement that, in my opinion, speaks to the theme of meaning. On the very same day, December 15, we also have a beautiful full moon in Gemini. Here, Mercury plays a key role, as it's the ruling planet of Gemini, further emphasizing its influence on this lunar event. This full moon invites us to reflect on communication, knowledge, and exchange of ideas, areas deeply tied to Mercury's energy. It's a moment that shines a light on what we have learned, the stories we have been telling ourselves, and how we connect these narratives to the search for meaning in our lives. The duality of Gemini also encourages us to explore both sides of a story, opening us to the new perspectives that can reshape the way we understand our experiences. Together with Mercury's shift direct, this full moon creates a powerful alignment, urging us to bridge the gap between our internal reflection and the external expression, turning ideas into meaningful connection, but above all, connecting with meaning. Now, meaning can mean everything and nothing at the same time. So just to make sure we are on the same line, when I talk about meaning, I'm referring to making sense of things, but more importantly, connecting with the essence of what we do. And even with our ideal self, in a way, through the lens of astrology, I'm talking about the desire to connect with our sun, because in astrology, the sun symbolizes the ideal self, the core of who we are. Even though we started by talking about Mercury, the planet of the mind and the toad and communication, I feel that all of this is deeply connected to our being, to the story we tell ourselves about who we are and how we perceive ourselves. There is a difference between our innate traits and the awareness and meaning we assign to them, which in the end form our inner dialogue. This, for me, is at the heart of this theme. These energies are encouraging us to connect with our sense of self, to align our thoughts and action with our inner truth, and to build a narrative that not only reflects our nature, but also honors our inspiration. It's about taking a moment to pause, reflect, and realign so that what we do and how we feel are in harmony with the deeper story we are crafting about ourselves. And in the end, what happens when we connect with and understand our sense of self, the meaning behind our inner feelings? We open ourselves to expansion, which is in a way also meaning, through the sense we give to things, the value we assign to what we desire, and our ability to distinguish between the desires of the ego and those of the soul. We discover what we truly are ready to embrace. So this leads perfectly into the third celestial movement tied to this theme, which takes place on December 18. And it's a beautiful trine between Venus in Aquarius and Jupiter in Gemini. Notice how Mercury is once again involved here, as obviously it rules Gemini. This harmonious aspect is about aligning the mind, which is Mercury, with our values, which is Venus, and our ability for growth, which is Jupiter. It pushes us to reflect on what truly brings us joy and meaning, both in our relationship and in our broader aspiration. Venus in Aquarius highlights a love for innovation, freedom, and connection on a higher level, while Jupiter in Gemini expands the horizon of thoughts, helping us explore new ideas and possibilities. This trine creates an opportunity for balance and clarity, inviting us to let go of superficial ones and embrace the desire that truly resonates with our deeper selves. It's a moment where the alignment of thought, value, and meaning can lead to a sense of inner harmony and a clearer understanding of what we are ready to grow into. Alongside the theme of meaning, there is another that shifts to a higher level of thought, one that is more structured, wiser, and deeply reflect. This theme is closely tied to my favorite planet, Saturn. But we will get there step by step, starting with what I consider the first celestial movement in the sky that speaks to this, which is when the Sun enters Capricorn on December 21st. The transition of the Sun into Capricorn marks the winter solstice, a moment of reflection, discipline, and grounding. Capricorn, ruled by Saturn, brings the focus to structure, responsibility, and long-term growth. It is not just about setting goals, but also about the steady climb toward realizing them. This shift in energies invites us to pause, take stock of where we are, and recommit to what truly matters in the grand scheme of things. Capricorn's wisdom lies in its ability to see the bigger picture, to prioritize the work that builds a lasting foundation, And with the sun illuminating this sign, it's as though the cosmos is guiding us to embrace the power of patience, perseverance, and a deeper connection to our purpose. And that's why I've named the second theme of this final 2 weeks of December and of 2024, Foundation. Because, as I mentioned earlier, searching for meaning begins with connecting to the ideal self, which is our sun, as I said. But the realization of this ideal requires strong foundation, just like a house. A house without foundation is merely a shell. It may cover, but it doesn't protect, it doesn't support, it doesn't enter. Foundation are what give structure and stability to our aspiration, allowing them to stand the test of time. Without them, even the most beautiful dreams can crumble. This theme asks us to look inward and outward to identify where our foundations are solid and where they need reinforcement. It's an invitation to think long term, to invest in what truly matters, and to ensure that the life we are building has the strength to weather challenges and grow into something lasting and meaningful. Surely loud and clear, the theme of foundation is an aspect for me on December 24, which is the square between Jupiter in Gemini and Saturn in Pisces. Yes, Saturn again. And since we are staying within Saturn's realm, it's only fitting to spend a moment reflecting on this much feared yet deeply fascinating planet. With Saturn, we enter the domain of resilience, learning, and life's most profound lessons. Some call it the planet of karma, but I prefer to keep it grounded within its own framework. For me, Saturn represents our internal system of resilience, our ability to endure, to grow through challenges, and to emerge stronger. Saturn teaches us to lay down roads, to face reality with maturity, and to honor the lessons that time brings. Its influence can feel heavy, yes, but it's not about punishment. It's about preparation. Saturn reminds us that anything worth building, whether it's a dream, a relationship, or a sense of self, requires structure, commitment, and temperance. In this square with Jupiter, the planet of expansion and possibility, we are asked to find balance between growth and stability. Saturn ensures that we don't leap so far ahead that we forget to build the foundation necessary to support our aspiration. This dynamic tension invites us to assess our plan. Are they grounded? Are they sustainable? It's a powerful moment to align the wisdom of Saturn with the optimism of Jupiter, ensuring that the paths we are creating are both inspiring and enduring. Saturn in Pisces is also touched and activated by another aspect occurring on December 27, a square between Mercury in Sagittarius and Saturn in Pisces. Once again, we are being urged to slow down the rush of idealization and shift our focus back to foundation. But there is more. This aspect seems to invite us to examine not only the structures we are building, but also the reasons why certain situations in our lives may feel blocked or limited, not necessarily by practical constraints, but by the way we think. It's a moment to realign, to evaluate our thoughts and plans, and to ensure that they are not just lofty, but also achievable. Saturn's lesson here is simple, yet deep. Without clear intention and grounded effort, even the brightest ideas risk being scattered by the winds of doubt. It's an opportunity to rebuild our mental foundations with greater resilience and purpose. But it doesn't end here. On December 30, the moon and the sun comes together and a new moon rises in Capricorn. Once again, the themes we explore are tied to the symbolism of Capricorn and the function of its ruling planet, Saturn. Here with the moon, we enter the realm of emotion, the psyche, and all that is cyclical. What can now be planted and nurtured? And yet again, it's about structure, about foundation. That's exactly what the moon in Capricorn symbolizes, the strength and determination to work on something enduring, something that can stand the test of time. And keep in mind that Saturn is the symbol of time. This new moon invites us to plant seeds with intention and commitment, to look inward and focus on what truly matters in the long run. It's not about instant results or fleeting gratification. It's about cultivating passion, resilience, and the willingness to build something meaningful from the ground up. Under this moon energy, we are called to honor the Capricornian values of discipline, responsibility, and long-term vision, ensuring that what we create now has the strength to endure well beyond the present moment. This new moon in Capricorn invites us to build a mental foundation of inner discipline, the part of us that is willing to embrace sacrifice when it serves the pursuit of our greater purpose. Capricorn's time is at its core the slow, deliberate, and measured time of Saturn, a time that understands its own limitation and works within them with wisdom and intention. This energy reminds us that true discipline isn't about earnest or rigidity. It's about staying aligned with our goals and having the passion to see them through. Saturn's time is not rushed, but is also acutely aware of life's finiteness, urging us to use our time meaningfully and with purpose. Under this new moon, we are invited to take a step back, lay solid mental and emotional groundwork, and embrace the steady rhythm of Saturn's influence to shape a future that is both enduring and fulfilling. And so here we are at the end, not just of this episode, but also of 2024. This lunar event is the last of the year, and it couldn't be more fitting to close one cycle and usher in a new one. I believe the two themes we have explored today, meaning and foundation, are the perfect values for this moment of closure. Because as a cycle draws to a close, it's natural to reflect, to tie up loose ends, and to seek a sense of clarity. It's equally natural to search for a true, authentic meaning behind the path we have walked so far and the one we are about to embark on. This theme reminds us that endings are not just about looking back, but also about preparing for what comes next. With meaning, we reconnect with our purpose, aligning our inner self with our external goals. And with foundations, we ensure that the structures we have built are strong enough to support us as we move forward. Together, they provide a compass for navigating the unknown with intention and resilience. Thank you for sharing this journey with me, not just in this episode, but throughout the year. Here's to stepping into 2025 with clarity, strength, and a deep connection to what truly matters. Until next time. Thank you for joining me on Born on the Saturn today. I hope the stars gave you the insight you needed. Be sure to tune in tomorrow for more cosmic guidance. And if you want to connect or have any questions, find me on Instagram or visit burnandthesaturn.com. Until next time, keep shining under the stars.